Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding a Menachos Daf Tzadik Ches. The Gemara at the end of Amud Aleph tells us that the Badim of the Oren, the which it was in Kodesh Kadoshim, was sticking into the Paroiches. It wasn't sticking out, but you could see them through the Paroiches like Dodei Isha. Shenemar Tzur Hamor Dodili Ben Shada Yolin. Now Rashi says that the Badim were going in the Paroiches. So explains Rashi, what is the Paroiches? Paroiches are supposed to be Pesach Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim Letznius Be'alma. There was some curtain, some Paroiches, in the entrance of Kodesh HaKadoshim for Tznius. The Elohim Mishu Mechitza, not because this was a Mechitza. The Ha'amo Traksin Be'avi Be'milish HaRishon. Be'milish HaRishon, there was a wall. Now what does Rashi mean there was a wall? Of course there was a wall, but it was an opening to the wall so you could go into Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what do you see from here? Says the Moshe Feinstein in the English Moshe Chelk Aleph in Kotchim Simon Beis, in the Tshuva he wrote to his father Reb David. He says, you see from here that the entrance to Kodesh Kadoshim in Beis Hamikdash Rishon, there was Sheorim, there were gates. And that's what Rashi brings in Shabbos Daf Lamed, that the Sheorim and Beis Hamikdash stuck to each other when Shlomo HaMelech wanted to go in. There was actual gates. That's what Rashi means. Really, there were doors to go into Kodesh Kadoshim. There was no need to have a paroiches, to have a curtain. But it was there, Letznius Be'alma. And he brings Arias from a few other places where you see that there was doors, there were gates to Kodesh Kadoshim. And one of them is the Pasuk that says in Melachim, Pesach HaDvir Osod Losois. It says the Dvir, he proves that that's Kodesh Kadoshim. So we're talking about the doors going into Kodesh Kadoshim. And he brings it, the Malmi also says that regarding Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, there will be doors to Kodesh HaKadoshim. So similarly, it makes sense that also Beis Hamikdash HaRishon had these doors. So according to this, he says, look at the miracle that you had with the Badim. It's not only that the Badim became longer and were able to get to the door, but they had to go through the doors. They had to go through a wall, basically, to get to the Paroiches. So there was a miracle here that the Badei Aharon went through a door to get to the Paroiches. And just to point out that the Meiri in Yumo Daf Nun Daled seems not like the Igros Moshe, because the Losh of the Meiri is B'mikdash Rishon Haya Pesach Advir Be'emtza Koisel Shlam Atraksin. There was an opening. V'aparoiches Lifnim Himeno. And the Paroiches was inside there. It doesn't sound like there was any other doors except the Paroiches. And now just to add, what is this idea that the Badei Aharon seemed to be like Dodei Isha? So the Binyan Yoda in Yuma Daf Nun Daled says that in the Aharon we had the Luchos, which is the Torah. And the Iker Torah is Torah Shebaal Peh. And Torah Shebaal Peh has Shmoy Nedargim, that's what he calls it. What's a Shmoy Nedargim? Kosher Pasul, Tahor Tome, Asur Mutter, Chayev Zakai, which is 4 and 4, meaning each one, it's the one and the opposite, so it's 4 types of dinim, and it's just double. That's what it means, dad. Dad is 2 fours, dalet and dalet. And the reason you have shnei dodim is one is connected to chelik and nigle of Torah, and one is connected to chelik and nister of Torah. And he adds more, the same way the dodi isho is what a baby is nursing from, so Am Yisrael is always nursing from the Torah. Similarly, the Eliyo over there in Yuma Daf Nun Daled brings that the idea that we compare, we have the Aharon, seems the Dodi Isho is to come and tell us the same way the Dodi of the Isho gives sustenance to the baby, so the Aharon gives sustenance to the whole world. And he adds, there are 2 anhogas in the world. There's the anhoga of Nes, and there's the anhoga of Teva, of nature. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does an anhoga, not always it looks like it's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not always it looks like a miracle. So sometimes you see a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's revealed, and sometimes not. That's what it means, nirim ve'inam nirim. You don't see it so clearly because a Kodesh Baruch Hu not always is being seen. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shavah Shirim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.